Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And you know, Leanne had messaged me through the week and she said, what do you want to close with? And I gave her a song, and this morning I'm thinking, I'd really like to close with what he's done. So I messaged her. Unknown to me, Michael had asked for the same song for the kids leaving, so we were very much in tune this morning. Right, so I want to speak today on God's faithfulness. Standing here actually reminds me of standing in our local Church of Scotland, the church that I grew up in, the church we were married in 38 years ago, and they've been a great support to us. They've prayed for us through the... Oh, how long? Oh, well, we were married 42 years ago. I didn't forget, honest. I'm talking about the farewell. It was about 38 years ago. And they've prayed for us all through the years, and they still pray for us today. You know, my mum and dad's been a great support, and the church has as well, and so was the church in Fraserburgh when we left there. So it's a long time since I've stood in a building like this and spoken at all. So today, like I said, I want to speak on the faithfulness of God. It's a great subject, and I'm sure you've all got stories, if you know and love Jesus, about the faithfulness of God. And today, I would like to share some of mine. And you know, maybe if you're a visitor here today, you won't know, but Michael's been pastor here for 35 years, and we're just on the brink of handing over to Stephen and Elizabeth, who are on holiday. So we've got two more Sundays after today, and then we're on a three-month sabbatical. So it's kind of fitting today that I speak about God's faithfulness. So what does it mean, the word faithful? Maybe we think it's a kind of old-fashioned word, but I think it's a great word. Yeah. It means loyal, it means steadfast, true, devoted, constant. He sticks to what he says, it said, when I looked it up. And you know, God is all these things to us, isn't he? There's a couple of verses in 2 Timothy, and it says, here is a trustworthy saying, if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure with him, we will also... Is everything okay? Yeah, okay. We will also, I thought maybe you couldn't hear me. Is this, okay, yeah. Sometimes Michael says I speak too soft. He never tells me that at home, just in church he tells me that. So we will also live with him. If we endure with him, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. Yeah. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, yes, for he cannot disown himself. And you know, that's a great few verses there. Sometimes our faith, or sometimes my faith, is small, but he remains faithful. You know, he is a faithful God. Yes. I want to start today by reading a psalm. Now, this is one of my favorite psalms, and I just love it. Now, I don't think it actually mentions the word faithful, but the whole psalm is just God's faithfulness. And it's Psalm 145. It says, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful, Kate mentions it once, to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at their proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him and hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. I realize that sometimes I've been reading this in a different translation, so it's slightly different, but I do like this, and I love that verse. It says, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. You know, we often ask the question, we once did a panel at Brave, and we sometimes ask this question at MySpace, and we've heard lots of people talking about this. What would you tell your younger self? Well, there's lots I would tell my younger self, but I'm not going to share them all here today. But one thing I would tell my younger self is don't be afraid to trust God. And I mean absolutely, totally trust God, because he really does know what's best. You know, being a pastor's wife would not have been my career choice. I thought it would be the dullest life ever, but it certainly hasn't been. So I would tell my younger self that, and then it would have saved me a lot of the struggles I went through when Michael went to Bible college. See, I felt a bit like Gideon. Maybe you know the story of Gideon and Judges chapter 6, and it's a great story, and I'm not going to read it today, but God came in the form of a man, an angel, and spoke to Gideon and said, asked him if he would, told him how good he was and all this, but he wanted Gideon to save Israel from Midian. But Gideon says, how can I? How on earth can I do this? And he asked for sign after sign that he was the one that God wanted to use. But Gideon said, I can't do it. And you know, that's how I felt to start with. And without God helping us, absolutely, we couldn't do it. But God said that he would be with him. And God gave him signs, and eventually Gideon accepted his calling. So one thing I would tell myself is not to be afraid to trust God. And I would just like to say that today. Don't be afraid to trust God. Yes. Whatever he's calling you to do, he will equip you. He won't leave you to do it alone. He will be beside you. And it's not a case of trusting God and living how we please. It's walking in his ways. Yeah. It's taking his word, the principles from his word, and trusting him. And when you do that, you see that his plans are best. Yeah. So he is faithful in our calling. Yeah. Michael's told the story many times about how we were called into ministry, so I'm not going into that details today. But it was a process. It was a lot of prayer. It was a lot of asking. It was a lot of wanting signs. It was a lot of needing verses and all this. And God was so gracious and, spoke to us all the way through the journey. And then when we packed up our home in the northeast in Fraserburgh to move to England, maybe some of you know this bit of the story, but I want to speak about this bit today. We found a text under furniture when we moved it, and it was, does anybody remember the Choice Gleanings calendar? And it was one of the leaflets off of it. It had just gone under something, and the verse on it, and we're sure we have it somewhere, but Michael's tidying out his study, so he might come across it. It would be amazing. But anyway, the verse on it was from 1 Chronicles 28 and 20, and it says, David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord my God is with you, and he will not fail you or forsake you until all the work of the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. And you know, we have proved that. That's been a verse that we've kind of, one of those verses that you carry with you through the years. And he's been with us every minute of our time here. There's been plenty of ups and downs. We've made mistakes, but every bump in the road, he's been there. And I've asked for prayer not to get emotional today. Because it's very easy for me to get emotional. But you know, there's times that he's just walked with us on that journey. Not times, the whole time. And it reminds me a little bit of marriage vows, in sickness and health, in times of plenty, in times not as, quite as much. But he's always been there. He's been so faithful in our calling. And whatever he's calling you to do, don't be afraid to trust him. Don't be nervous to step into what he's got for you today, because it's not going to leave you to do it alone. The second thing is, he's faithful in providing. You know, when we started here, I couldn't really work because we'd three small children and we'd no family here to help us. But it was also something that we kind of decided to do, that I would stay at home with the children while they were small. And the congregation was small, so, you know, church couldn't afford to pay us very much, or pay Michael very much. And we had just come from Bible college, where we lived on a grant of £85 a week. And I remember when James was born, James was an English baby. James, maybe you'll be cheering them on tonight. And he doesn't like when I say that. Oh, sorry. But I remember the health visitor coming to see me, and she knew that Michael was a student. And she says, "But how do you live?" And she was getting all concerned, and I'm thinking, what on earth is she thinking about, you know? And we were just, I was able to tell her how God provided. So, but we had some great supporters. And one night when Michael was out, I'm thinking, the kids were in bed, and I was kind of, have you ever been in that place where you're kind of thinking and praying and reading, and your mind's going, and you're reading and you're kind of reining in your mind a bit and trying to focus on what God was saying? And I was reading, and this verse jumped out at me, and it said, from Luke 3:14, it says, "Be content with your wages." I never even knew it says that in the Bible. But it did. And then that old song, now it wasn't quite so old then as it is now, "Consider the Lilies." Do you remember that song? And it's straight from Matthew 6:25. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" So that was me told, and I had to trust God. And I know Michael would agree again that we have found him to be true to his word, and he's provided for us over and above what we ever could have dreamed of. And I could tell story after story after story about God's provision. We sang the song today, "I take you at your word." And I love that line that says, "I've seen how good it works." And you know, I'm sure you've seen how good it works as well. And it's good to stand on his word. And you know, if we've lacked in any area, it's not just financial. If we've lacked in any area, we can trust God to meet that need. You know, if it's wisdom, if it's strength, if it's grace, whatever it is, he is faithful in providing. He's also faithful in his timing. Now, when we think in the word "wait," you think, oh, it's maybe only four letters, but it can be a long word, can't it? It can mean a lot in that word. And sometimes we're waiting for something. And I was just thinking, where are we at? Are we at the W? Are we at the A? Are we at the I? Or are we at the T? And the minute the wait is over, it's behind us, isn't it? And, you know, where are we on this waiting journey? You know, we'd a few tough years when we started, some tough situations, and that can make us better, it can make us bitter, it can make us withdraw, it brings out emotions, and you wonder, what on earth is going on? You know, I felt I couldn't say or do anything right, and it did kind of make you think, oh, I don't know what I'm doing here. And even going to church on a Sunday was a bit of a challenge, walking through the door. But you know, God doesn't leave you in those situations. And he walks through every challenge with you. He never leaves us on our own. And we can go through them in his strength. But we never park at those situations. there always comes a time when you have to move on. If you stay there, you're in trouble. You know, I remember years ago, this when we were up in the Northeast, when we stayed there, a man used to come and visit us. And he was a poor soul, and he would come and he would sit all night, and he would just, you know, he loved a cup of tea, and I did quite a bit of bacon, and he loved home bacon. He would always say, "And I'll just have another one, and I'll just have another one." And, you know, he just liked the company. So we were not long married, and we just, you know, allowed him to come. And then sometimes you would think, okay, let's pray before you go. It's maybe time to go home now. But he would always bring back to the same story. There was like a situation that he never, ever got over. But you know, we have to move on, and we have to trust God for his grace and for his goodness to help us move on. And just, oh, you're really encouraging today. Just laugh at Max, do you? But you know, I was speaking about God's time, and just at the right time, God put people across our path. And his timing was just perfect. And Derek and Maxine Williams, from Torquay, from the other side of the country, we got in touch with, well, they kind of came and prayed for us when Michael was being, ordained at conference one year. So there was a connection there, and he came back and he spoke over this, and Michael asked him up to speak. Well, she was just amazing. I had the privilege of spending lots of time with Maxine. When they would come up, they would come and stay in our home, mostly, especially in the early days. And she was just what I needed at that time. She would give me examples of her situations. She would tell me about her self-talk. She would, and you know, she would just speak into my life. And I just used to drink it all in. And she just was there at the right time. Even yet, I can hear her saying things. And you know, there were so many other situations that were just right in God's timing. When Marilyn Baker came to church, she was a blind singer. She really spoke to me just through the words of the songs that she was singing. And you know, I would say my heart was hurt. And maybe you're sitting here today with a heart that's hurt or broken. But God can change that. And he brings people and situations into your life and causes that to heal. Amen. And God did that for me. I'm fine. Thank you. And you know, God does that. And sometimes things happen and you just think, well, you know, that was just amazing. I was just in the right place at the right time. I met this person, and the same can happen to you today. And you know, God sees your broken heart, and he wants to heal it. He doesn't want you to continue in a brokenness, but he wants to heal you. And he can do that for you. You know, just so many things happened, just at the right timing for us. Just people, things, situations. God was just so good, and he is so good. Yes. Bethany was born at the right time. And we had Bethany was a late baby. We call her our bonus baby, our Aaron Falkirk bairn. And, even a baby born into the family, it causes a healing in you. You know, there was just so many things that brought me peace and healing. And you know, we've heard about the divine exchange. You know, when we are broken, God comes in with his healing. When we need forgiveness and when we confess our sins, God gives us his forgiveness. We could give him our hearts and we can give him our brokenness. And he comes in with his grace and his strength and his healing. And he just can heal our broken hearts. You know, I can't explain the mystery of healing. Some people get healed, some people don't. I've experienced healing myself, and I believe it was straight from God, and I can't explain it, but I know that God is a great healer. And we've also seen some amazing answers to prayer. And just at the right time, you'll have your own stories of how God brings in people or changes situations or gives you that verse that you can just stand on. You know, the answer doesn't always come at the right time. Sometimes we have to wait, but he's faithful in his timing and he's faithful in the waiting time as well. He's also faithful in keeping his promises. One day when I wasn't long saved, now, when I say I wasn't long saved, probably as a child, I was one of those children that was continually asking Jesus into my heart when I went to bed, because I'd always been up to some sort of mischief or giving my mum some cheek through the day, and I thought, oh, you know, if Jesus comes tonight or if I die, will I go to heaven? So I thought I better just ask him again, you know, just in case, just to make sure. So it was probably a nightly prayer to ask Jesus into my heart, just in case. So, but when I was 16, I went to a Luis Palau. Luis Palau was an evangelist from Argentina, and he came to Aberdeen, and the local church ran a bus, so a crowd of us youth went. Now, there was a lady who came to the village, and she wanted to start a youth group. Her name was Femi, and she came from Glasgow. And we used to run a mile from Femi, because Femi just wanted you to come to church. And we always did go to church, but she just wanted this youth group. And, you know, we weren't maybe just quite ready for that. But anyway, we went to Aberdeen. A few of us got saved that night. And then, of course, we went looking for Femi. And Femi did an amazing job. And she was a huge encouragement to us, Femi and Thelma, this other lady in church. And, you know, we had a great time as a youth group. And we saw answers to prayer as well. So I was 16 then. And that summer I left school. I got a summer job, but then I got a job in the local newspaper office, and it was in Banff. It was called the Banffshire Journal. You maybe have heard of it. And I loved this wee job, taking down adverts for the paper, ordering weighing stationery and doing all this kind of thing. But I would go for a walk at lunchtime, and Femi used to work in the council offices. And one day I was just walking up the road, and she cries, Diane, I've got a verse for you. So over I went, and she had this written on a bit of paper. And it was from Luke 1 and 45. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. And I have proved that God has kept his promises to me. There's still some I'm believing for. Yes. And I'm looking forward to the day that I'll see them fulfilled too. But there's many a time over the years that I've said, Lord, I need to know if this is of you. Am I meant to do this? Are we meant to turn this way or that way? And I've got a verse for God. As I've read my Bible, I've found that he's given me a verse. And you know, whatever season you're in, if you get a verse for God, we speak about standing on it. Now, we maybe don't maybe stand on it, but firmly believe it. Trust in him to bring it to pass, and he will. It means having faith in what he says, and it will come to pass, even if it seems a long time, but his promises are true.
Yes.
He's always faithful, and he does keep his promises. You know, we serve a loving God who's loyal. He's devoted to us, yes. And he sticks to what he says. And because of that, you know, Michael and I can go confidently into our next season.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a challenge to get in the process. But, you know, we believe that God has spoken to us.
Yeah.
We believe he's given us promises about our future that we stand on.
Yeah.
God challenged me about believing what he was saying to me, because I was finding it hard, and I could just, you know, I was kind of thinking, really, you know, what's our time over? But God's always got something else for you, hasn't he? And, you know, I was standing in worship at church one Sunday morning about October. Three different people had prayed the same word over us at different times, and about good things ahead and all this. I won't go into all the details, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, no, that's our time finished, you know, when we finish here. I know Michael's doing a year part-time, but it kind of felt like the end of a road. And one Sunday morning, I just felt God said to me, why are you not believing me? Now that was a challenge, isn't it, when we don't take him at his word. And from that minute on, I changed. I changed my attitude. I confessed, I says, I'm sorry. And I says, God, I do believe you. I believe what you're saying. And you know, I do, we're excited now for the next season. And so, what can I say? You know the song I prayed all morning, You Make Me Brave, before I came to church. So, what can I say? We set out 35 years ago to build a church for generations, for children and grandchildren we hadn't seen even. But it's God that does the building. Yeah. And we never, ever forget that. And that's why that song is so appropriate, what he's done. And, you know, it was for people. We wanted people that we didn't know to come in. And God has been so faithful. Yeah. And he's helped us navigate some of the hardest and some of the most blessed days of our lives here. He never fails to lift us up when we're down. And he blesses us again and again. And we can take him at his word. So, I'm just going to take a good look at you. Because this is the last time I speak, apart from doing communion in a couple of weeks it is actually. But it's been a privilege to serve, so thank you for allowing us that. And you're all such a blessing, and I really mean that. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.